Hi, I'm Jerry Kay, and welcome to the San Francisco Bay Joint Ventures Walking Tour Series. This is our San Francisco Bay audio tour stop at the Hayward Interpretive Center, one of four locations where you're invited to get out and experience wetland ecosystems in the South Bay with an informed guide. Today, you'll meet Phil Gordon, a native of Hayward and a retired biology teacher who shares his extensive knowledge of natural history of the area while pointing out the waterfowl, shorebirds, and other wildlife you're likely to see along the Hayward shoreline. This tour has three intended stops. Stop one is behind the visitor center. A few hundred yards down the boardwalk trail is stop two, and finally at the bridge and kiosk along the boardwalk trail is stop number three. Now, here's your guide, Phil Gordon.
We're on the east side of San Francisco Bay, and some people call this the southern part of the bay. The most southerly would be in San Jose, but we're about halfway between San Jose and San Francisco. The hills to the east of us would be into Livermore Valley and then to Tracy. We can cross the bay over the San Mateo Bridge, and we're right next to the San Mateo Bridge at this time. This had a history of salt production years ago. There are landings here, Hayward's Landing and Johnson's Landing, which were transportation spots for grain and products from the agricultural world to the city, supporting San Francisco and the peninsula. Looking to the south, about 6 miles away is Coyote Hills. It is a regional park. Around that are marshes that continue from there to this location, primary pickleweed and cordgrass saltwater marsh, which is the home, of course, of the endangered clapper rail and other species. The saltwater harvest mouse has a preserve right behind us to the east of us, about 80 acres that was given by Cargill years ago. And so there are salt ponds, though, between us and those Coyote Hills that are now part of the public lands. And in fact, they have been moved up to an even higher category, and that is the Eden Landing Ecological Preserve. In those ponds, we have wintering birds by the tens of thousands. Last year, I believe it was, we had 6,000 black-bellied plovers for the Hayward-Fremont Christmas bird count, and about 4,000 avocets, and about 2,000 black-necked stilts. I think there were 100,000 sandpipers. And so this is one of the hottest spots in the whole Bay Area for the productive wildlife habitat. If we look to the west of us, to the Santa Cruz Mountains that are on the horizon, and across to Foster City and San Mateo. Between there and here, of course, you get a quarter of a mile walk, brings you right to the edge of the San Francisco Bay. And to the delight of all of us, we now have a trail that goes right along that. In fact, it's part of the Bay Trail system. There is now a bridge that crosses from this location over to the Eden Landing Ecological Preserve as part of the Bay Trail. So the trail system is fantastic. And within that, of course, there's all of these fabulous marshes and all the life zones that we can expect a whole variety of diversity of life.
I asked Phil what he'd like us to ponder as we walk along this beautiful trail.
You know, I knew Lou Crutcher with East Bay Regional Park District before he passed away. And he said something one time that really sums up what I think should be in your mind as you walk out on a shoreline. He said, you know, you go out on the Hayward shoreline, it's like stepping off the clock. And it's the wilderness element that is here. And the noise gets less and less the further you walk out on the edge of the bay, and you can should pay attention to that. And the solitude is there. Even though there may be people passing you, whatever, you take the time and look at some small item. The insects are interesting here. There's the smallest butterfly in the United States is here, the pygmy blue. The rabbits are interesting. The jackrabbits are often running around to be seen. And once in a while, we have the bad one, the red fox, who eats our nice endangered species. But at any rate, there's a lot of things to set your mind to expect, and particularly the feeling that is here to step off the clock.
I love that. Step off the clock. Once you've taken in the view from here and feel oriented, we'll get to stop number two. We don't have a specific stopping point, so just head along the trail which leads out to the bay and stop at about 150 yards or so, and then start your audio player to meet up again with Phil Gordon for stop number two.